7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Chunka Chawilica. Champers Gazampersand. And it's time to start this up. Okay. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Rock and roll. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm taking off my sunglasses. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm walking on a slightly damp path here at Tranquility Park, Gyro Ball side, heading up into the mushroom zone because it rained overnight. Oh my goodness. So yeah, it rained. I was trying to figure out how much it rained. Oh, there's dude tracks going over that bridge. I was trying to figure out how much it rained because when I woke up, there was just a little tiny bit of water still on my deck, and it was all the concrete was dry and the sun was out. It's only 70 degrees. And as long as I stay in the shade, it's nice and cool, although it is humid. There's fresh poops on this trail. That is not fox poop. That is rabbit poops. Cool. And yeah, yesterday evening, around dinner time, it started to rain. And it didn't rain very heavily. It was always just sort of a light drizzle. Oh, there's tracks on this path. There's dude tracks and dog tracks. There's been a marmot on this path. And although it didn't rain heavily, it rained very steadily. For hours. Well after I went to sleep at 3 a.m. Here's another interesting track. It was enough rain to wash all of the chalk off of my driveway that had been there, because I'd painted, you know, a panda chute, a bunch of clouds, and some penguins looking up. And one of the penguins is saying, "Panda chute!" All that got washed away. And this path that I'm on, there's no standing water. And the dirt is not shiny, but it is dark. So, yeah, you know, it rained. And now I'm approaching the scary tree and the tree adjacent, looking for marmots. I see none. No marmots. Let's keep going. It is chubby marmot season, so maybe we'll find some chub mots. I want to see a chubby marmot, because they're so funny. Ugh, yeah. The sun is directly on me right here. It is unpleasant. Okay, a cloud is now helping me. Thanks, cloud. Clouds are my friends. We are war allies. So, I thought today might be a good day to go out and look for some mushrooms. Find us some fungus, because, you know, the temperature's been good. It's been relatively cool. It's been in the, you know, mid-20s, low mid-20s. It's rained. And this should mean we got mushrooms somewhere. So that's why I'm walking up into the mushroom zone now. Getting around all this dumb, not mushroom area. Get into some mushroom zones. There's little birdies flying around. They seem moderately excited. But I haven't seen any other kinds of major dudes yet, so we'll see. All right, now, while we're making the trek up into the good mushroom area, let me give you an update. An update on what? An update on synth, of course. I have not yet taken delivery of my new synth gear. It will be delivered today. But most of these delivery services, for some reason, my neighborhood is like the last one on the list. Am I the furthest away from all of their headquarters or just distribution points? Yeah, whenever I get a shipment, or even my mail, my post office mail, you know, the earliest it's ever going to show up is about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So when I'm waiting for a package from UPS or FedEx, yeah, you know, 5, 6, 7 p.m., not uncommon. Okay, so what this all means is that we might not have an unboxing episode, and there's no reason to have one, really. I'll probably get the stuff here in a few hours. And then tonight, I can unbox it and I can put it in my synth rack. And we can play with it tomorrow on the Dubious Skulls Committee. A show that is very synth heavy. Alright, I'm looking down into the little creek here. There's nothing happening. I'm looking for mushrooms. Ooh, one of the guys is driving by. There he goes with his big tank cart. It's a three-wheel cart that has a big... I can smell it. I can smell something else, too. What? You know what? I'm smelling three different things. I'm smelling the cart that just drove by. I'm smelling animal. And I'm also smelling... roasted coffee beans? I guess that's possible. Weird. Which way is the wind blowing? Huh. Regardless, I'm now crossing the little road. One of the, what do you call them, groundskeepers, caretakers, one of the parks and recreation, one of the parks department guys just drove by in one of those little utility carts, three wheels, it's got a big tank of, I don't know, probably herbicide on the back. He's got to go out and spray some weeds as I walk into, that's right, the secret mushroom zone. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Dun, 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 dun. Gonna look for some matties. First I look in here. I got looking down here in the ditch and look for matties. I don't see any matties. I can see a mati hole from here. But I don't see any matties in it. So let's slowly start working our way up here in the mushroom zone. What do we got? What do we got? Well, as of yet, nothing. And that's fine. Where's my little fungal buddies? I'm gonna check over here in this little grassy area as well. Because certain types of puffballs just really, really love this kind of environmental thing. Where's all the mushrooms? Where, oh, where could they be? I want more mushrooms. I'm looking. I'm not finding, much of anything. Let's go up here. Working my way up into the S-Bend. Wow. There's a heavily used animal trail right here. Actually, it's a little double trail. That's Mati's. Mati's and Snood's. Yeah, I'm in the S-Bend. And traditionally, this has been one of my favorite spots, absolutely go-to spot for finding boatloads of mushrooms, different kinds. I still smell animal, but it doesn't smell like fox. Is it deer? It could be deer, but it kind of doesn't smell like deer either. It's like, I don't know. I gotta walk over this little wooden bridge here. And under this little wooden bridge, we have found awesome, awesome things like eyelash cups. Boy, have we seen any cup mushrooms in the last 2 years? Did we see any last year? We haven't seen any this year, but this year was weird. Spring was weird. And there have been puffballs in here, but not seeing anything. This is a good zone for stuff, but wait, what's this? This is nothing. Okay. And then this little divot right here, this was also puffball crazy at one point in time. So I'm looking for puffballs, and I see nothing. Okay, huh. All right, here we are on this side of the horizontal forest. I'm kind of looking in there to see if I can see any marmots. Where's my Mati's? Mati's are not home. Or they're staying in the holes today. Okay. Now we work our way up to the edge of the pit of despair. Any marmots down there? Who's in here today? Anybody? Who wants to come out and say hi to the Dubious Goals Committee? Apparently nobody. I can see lots of marmot holes, but I do not see any marmots. It's kind of unusual. You know, it's a nice sunny day. It's kind of cool. They were probably out earlier. This would be a really good day for marmots to just be sitting on logs, enjoying the sun. But I don't see any. Which is why my focus has returned to the ground. Ah, that was my wrist. Pop. Snap, crackle. Was this? None of those are just leaves. And you know what? It doesn't quite as look as damp around here. There were still a couple of puddles in the parking lot. But yeah, we found mushrooms here, but there's none now. All right. Well, there's one more place to check. It's up here about another dozen and a half meters or so. Let's take a good look around in here. All right, yeah, these are the old puffball logs that aren't puffballing anymore, but they had other weird stuff growing on them, but nothing growing now. This log, same, nothing. What about over here at the base of this tree, which always wants to pop a bunch of coprinus? Nothing. What about these logs? Nothing. Huh. Well, you know, the thing of this is that maybe we didn't quite get as much rain as I'd hoped. And maybe I'm just, you know, very optimistic. I'm always optimistic about my fungus. But, yeah, I can tell you one thing. this rain that we got did wake up the mycelium. All the myceliums are going, yay! Now we can grow some mushrooms. Give us more rain. And I'm also thinking about the creek. I wonder if all those golf balls in the creek got washed away. We've left like 36 of them down there. Okay, well, I don't know how much longer I want to walk around out here, because I'm still potentially going to not feel good if I continue to do so. It's really humid. I'm feeling kind of good, though. As long as I stay out of the sun. I'm going to check a few more of these logs and stuff. There's just nothing. There's no mushrooms. Wait, there's something pinkish red. Is that a bug or a... No, it's just a berry. Nah. You know, it kind of looked like wolf's milk slime. You know, wolf's milk slime is little pink balls on a log. But nope. I don't think we're going to see much in the way of marmots out here today. Or mushrooms. That being the case, I'm beginning to wonder if this is some kind of foosball problem.
You playing the foosball behind my back. The only reason I'm doing this so I can go to school. School? You're going to school? I'm sorry, Mama. I wanted to tell you. You off gallivanting with your fancy foosball friends at school? Well, I'm sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company except Steve. Reminds me of Lulu. The chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher. Well, guess what? You reap the fruit of your selfish ways. You're gonna lose all your fancy foosball game. And you're gonna fail your big exam, cause school is
the devil.
Ah. Everything is the devil to you, Mama. Well, I like school. And I like football.
Nyampasa.
I am Michael Caine.
He's walking there, I'm afraid, I don't know. I see the firemen jumping from the windows. There's panic and I hear somebody scream. He picks up useless paper and puts it in my pocket. I'm trying very hard to keep my fingers clean. I can't remember, tell me what's his name.
My name is Michael Caine.
And all I wanted was a word, a photograph
to keep on the road.
And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep.
The sun is laughing, it's another broken morning. I see a shadow and call out to try and warn him.
He didn't seem to hear, just turned away.
The quiet fellow follows, points his finger straight at you. He had to sacrifice his pride, yes, throw it all away.
A word, a photograph
to keep on the road.
And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep.
His face unlimbered, he walks round and round in circles. There is no place he can ever call his own. He seems to jump at the sound of the phone. Staring at the window, there's nothing. All he wanted was to remain sane. He can't remember his own name.
My name is Michael Caine.
And all I wanted was a
Well, broadsheet journalists have described my impressions as stunningly accurate.
Well, they're wrong. I've not heard your Michael Caine, but I assume it would be something along the lines of, my name's Michael Caine.
That is where you are so wrong. And you can look at my live video for proof, because that's the very thing I don't do.
Do you, Michael Caine?
OK. I say, Michael Caine used to talk like this in the 1960s, right? But that has changed. And I say that over the years, Michael's voice has come down several octaves. Let me finish. And all of the cigars and the brandy, don't let me finish, can now be heard.
OK.
I've not fucking finished in the back of the voice, and the voice now. Well, I've still not finished the voice.
Because you're panicking.
Because you look like you're about to bloody talk. Let me finish. Right, so. Michael Caine's voice now in the Batman movies and in Harry Brown. I can't go fast because Michael Caine talks very, very slowly.
Right, this is how Michael Caine speaks. Michael Caine speaks to his nose like that. He gets very, very specific. It's very like that. When he gets loudly, it gets very loud indeed. It gets very specific. It's not quite nasal enough the way you're doing it, all right? You're not doing it the way he speaks. You're not doing it with the kind of... And you don't do the broken voice when he gets very emotional. When he gets very emotional indeed. She was only 16 years old. She was only 16... You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. That's Michael Caine.
Hello, Synthesizer Patel.
Hi, Billy.
Now, Synthesizer Patel, synthesizers, they're really taking off now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Billy. Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon, but they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you.
Japanese Carbidon.
Sugar, 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 s
Yes, that was Be the Gal by Hanabi. Or it might be pronounced Hanabie. Still don't have any confirmation on that. God damn. Yeah, so we're out in the cow pasture now. Not looking for mushrooms anymore. Oh, be the gal. Be the gyaru. I do love me some gyaru. And these cows, what the hell? Okay, hold on, let me get the... Oh, let's move in an opposite direction than these cows. And sheep, apparently. Okay, so what are we doing? Well, we're not really doing much of anything, are we? We're just going to sit here and wait for our synthesizer parts to arrive. And I can't remember who's sending them. Is it FedEx? Is it? I don't even remember. I have to look on my computer. And I'll do that in a minute. Because really what I need to do before I do any synth stuff, I need to eat. And guess what I'm having for lunch today? I'm having hamburger steaky. I got a hamburger patty in the refrigerator and half an onion and a bunch of mushrooms. That's going to be delicious. So I'm looking forward to that. And then after I eat my lunch, then maybe I'll start looking for this synth stuff. Get the tracking number, plug it into the website, find out where the hell my synth stuff is. And it started making me think about other synth stuff. Because, you know, I still want to get an additional voice. I still want to, and I've been thinking about getting that dope for SH-101 in a module thingy. You know, that little dude. But it occurs to me, now that I have, you know, now that I'm getting, in a few hours, some VCAs and a filter, well, that's practically a whole voice right there. What else do I need? Well, you know, some kind of oscillator or something like that, right? Something that makes sounds. And I think that might be the way to go, because that's only another $150 for a Formant filter or a Formant synthesizer. And that's the way I think I'm going to go. So in a couple more months, I'll save up some more money and I'm going to buy a Formant synth. And then I'll be ready to go. And then I'll be ready for all kinds of craziness. And I imagine this kind of craziness is probably something that you'll hear right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day from the cow pasture at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Pippa has arrived, so I gotta pour some water and then make some food.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
End of the line. You like cows, Pippa? You like the cows?